Susan and I are so excited to announce that we have partnered with our friend, attorney Gabrielle Hartley, best-selling author of Better Apart, The Radically Positive Way to Separate, to create a series of very special divorce retreats called Bi Divorce, Bi for Best You Ever Retreats, which features a stellar list of all-star experts. If you're a woman going through divorce, separation, or still healing from the process, these divorce retreats are for you. You've got to come. We have expert advice, practical tips, inspirational guests. Our very first one is Saturday, May 18th, 2019, from 9:30 to 4 in Los Angeles.
So at this very first retreat, let me just give you a rundown of some of the really exciting guests that we have. You've met many of them on the show. We have Ariel Lori, social media influencer and the creator of the lifestyle brand, The Blonde Files. Jen Giamo, celebrity trainer you've seen on Live with Kelly and Ryan, and she's the creator with Worthy.com of the Fresh Start Fitness Program. Tammy Leader Fuller, the creator of Camp Powerment and an Emmy Award-winning producer of The Today Show. Lily Vasileff, one of the leading divorce financial experts in the country, who you have seen on CNN, MarketWatch, CNBC, and The Street. We have Aaron Levine, the creator of Hello Divorce and one of the bright lights in the world of legal tech. And we're going to do a live podcast taping of Breaking Free, a Modern Divorce podcast, with very special guest, celebrity divorce attorney and the creator of It's Over Easy, Laura Wasser.
And we also want to thank our sponsor for these events, FAIR, F-A-Y-R, the premier co-parenting app. You've met Michael Daniels, the creator of the app, on episode 123. And we are very excited that they are partnering with us for these retreats. Look for additional Bi Divorce retreats coming soon in Chicago, New York, and Naples. But don't miss the very first one right here in Los Angeles.
You can get more information about attending the retreats or becoming a sponsor at bydivorce.com. That's B-Y-E, divorce.com. And be sure to grab your seat quickly at these events because we have very limited availability in all locations. We hope to see you there.
Coming today on Breaking Free, a Modern Divorce podcast.
I mean, the public wants to know about celebrity divorce. I don't think so much because they're curious and it's just a morbid curiosity, but it's because everyone in the public knows someone who got divorced if it wasn't them. And so I went through it. I want to know what it's like when they go through it. Or I feel better that even Angelina Jolie has to face a judge. Makes me feel better.
Welcome to Breaking Free, a Modern Divorce podcast with Rebecca Zung and Susan Guthrie.
This is the place to hear other people's stories, to learn from the top experts in every related field, to also have some fun, laugh, and hang with two divorce attorney girlfriends who are also top family law litigators.
Breaking Free Mediation is proud to be the very first family law mediation centers in the country to offer a mindfulness track. Breaking Free Mediation, helping you resolve family law matters peacefully. Learn more at www.breakingfreemediation.com.
Also, make sure to download your free calming meditation from renowned meditation and energy expert Scott Picard at www.breakingfreefromdivorce.com/free meditation.
And now we invite you to listen to today's show.
It's going to inspire you to transform and break free.
Welcome to today's podcast. Our topic today is secrets from a Real Housewives divorce attorney talking about high net worth and celeb divorces with high profile divorce attorney, Randy Kessler. I'm Rebecca Zung.
And I'm Susan Guthrie. Today, our guest is well-known celebrity divorce attorney Randy Kessler. I just want to tell you a little bit about Randy so that you understand what a superstar he is in our world. Randy has been a divorce attorney in Atlanta for about 30 years, and he's one of the founding partners of KS Family Law, which is a 30-person family law boutique firm in Atlanta. And Randy has been representing entertainers and athletes for years. You're going to recognize some of these names. He's handled cases involving Real Housewife NeNe Leakes, Dominique Wilkins, Michael Jordan, Evander Holyfield, Ludacris, Usher, Andre Rison, and Nick Gordon. He's the author of Divorce, Protect Yourself, Your Kids, and Your Future. He's the former chair of the family law section of the American Bar Association. And Randy, I have to tell you, I'm the incoming chair of the mediation section, so I know how much work that is. I'm a little starstruck.
Good for you, though.
Yeah, thank you.
Great.
And Randy also has a new passion project that we're going to be talking about in this episode, which is called Starsona. So we have a lot to talk about with Randy. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you guys for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
And thank you from me as well. I know how hard it is to juggle all the different things that you're doing. I had a really large family law practice in Naples myself and was trying to fly all over the country and do media and push my book and do all those things. It's so much work, but it you know, that's like kind of like the fun part, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. Anything to get away from custody and divorce, right? You got to have some sort of relief.
Exactly. I mean, Susan and I have been doing this podcast for about 9 months now. We always say it's like the most fun we've actually ever had being a divorce attorney. And you've represented a lot of celebrities and athletes. Do you have any fun stories that you can tell our listeners about that?
Well, there are two parts to that question, right? Do I have any fun stories? Oh, yeah. That I can tell? Maybe. You know, there's some fun ones. We always have fun. And, you know, I know we're focused on celebrities and athletes, but, you know, actually my favorite thing that I hear from a client is, you know, Mr. Kessler, I'm not one of your famous high-profile clients. And that really is our bread and butter. Obviously, there are a lot of people that have significant complicated issues, whether they're financial or custody issues. And that's really what I enjoy doing. But, you know, the fun ones are the athletes, the entertainers, the ones when you go down to a basketball game and, you know, if you get lucky enough to be down on the court and someone comes over and recognizes you that you represented, it's nice. You know, they actually need us more than we need them. So we get those stories. And, you know, I could probably think of a few. I remember Evander Holyfield once. We had a trial against him and we've become friends. He texts me every day. Now, he texts a lot of people every day. But I remember during the trial, on the break from a jury trial, because we have jury trials in family law in Georgia, he came over and he was boxing with my partner. He was showing him how close he could come and how he hit, you know, Lennox Lewis. And I said, Mr. Holyfield, you're not going to hit my partner, are you? And he looked at me and said, Mr. Kessler, I don't hit anybody for free. So, you know, that was you get stuff like that you remember. And but to me, to glimpse inside of these guys' lives or these, you know, stars' lives, men, women, it's just amazing. You know, if you're an athlete and you get paid $5, $10 million before you're 22 years old, you got to figure out life, right? You got to figure out how to save until you're 90. You got to put it away. You've got to have disability insurance and 529 plans, the stuff that we all didn't think about. You're smarter than me. You probably thought about it before me, but until we're in our 30s or maybe 40s, you start thinking about retirement. They think about retirement at 21. I mean, they got to capture this whole lifetime of income and earnings and how to comprehend it so early. And it's sort of fun to watch them struggle and overcome and learn. And the discipline they apply to sports and to entertainment, they apply to their personal lives. And if they do, they can be successful. We all know, unfortunately, discipline comes in different shapes and sizes. And, you know, we'd be out of business if people had enough self-discipline, right?
That's very true. I think with the celebrity divorces, you know, Rebecca and I, we did early on in the podcast, we did an episode, Lessons from Celebrity Divorces, because we found that people do seem to be so utterly fascinated with the details of what's going on in the lives of the people that they see on TV or on the basketball court or the football field. But the reality is, I think, that most celebrities work hard to keep their cases out of court, out of the public forum, because publicity for them beyond your average person can really add another wrinkle to the case. Have you found that most celebrities do try to negotiate and keep their cases out of that public forum?
I agree with you. But, you know, as lawyers, we could argue the other side every different which way. But I think generally the successful people, they're successful because they know how to manage their reputations. You know, Tom Cruise didn't go to court because, in all likelihood, and I don't know, his Katie Holmes was represented by friends of mine, and they won't tell me anything about the case as much as I ask them. I'm sure they settled the case because Tom Cruise could make more in his next movie than he has to worry about giving to Katie Holmes, because if he got publicized for being a bad person or a bad father, I don't know what the facts were. But that, if any damage to his reputation, would be 10 times worse than the money he could make in his next movie. So their reputation is so valuable. It's such an asset that preserving it at almost all costs. And of course, there are the flip side. There are some people who, you know, maybe the low-end stars, the people that are just scratching their way into publicity, sometimes they need to be out there. And, you know, that old saying, there's no such thing as bad press. Sometimes I get the feeling that they want to be in the press, but that's the rare occasion. Most of the hardworking stars that I know, you don't know about them. And the few that you mentioned were mentioned because the other side went to the press, or the press found out about it. But 90% of them, 95%, no one has any idea that they've even gone to a divorce lawyer's office or got a divorce until years, months, or at least a few weeks after it's finalized. That's best case scenario. Look at the Bezos. They're not talking, right? What a big divorce. And we heard very little about it.
Yeah. Well, she did come out and kind of say what she got or whatever, but she was doing it in the context of in the spirit of saying, hey, everybody should try to settle their cases and be happy with what they get and move forward and have a peaceful life. And which was kind of interesting because I actually appeared on Extra six months ago, something like that, talking about the Brad and Angelina divorce, which to me is actually an anomaly that stars that big are actually fighting in the press like that, because you don't normally see it. It's normally like what you talked about with Tom and Katie. It's like quickly behind closed doors, get it done, pay them off, be done with it, move forward so that everybody forgets about it.
I think Brad and Angelina are sort of interesting because they both have reputations. So neither one wants the other one to get the better of them. They both have to look good. I mean, usually it's one star, but I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, you're right. But, you know, I think that there was some element of parental alienation going on her part, because the judge said, you know, you have to give some time sharing.
Absolutely. Yeah, the judge came down on her. You're right.
Yeah. So that tells me that there was some parental alienation going on, or at least at the beginnings of it. And, well, I know they had a custody evaluation done. But I don't know what the results of that were or anything like that. I think the divorce is still going. I'm not sure, but.
Well, actually, I think they bifurcated and actually were just both declared legally single and divorced, but they're parenting.
Oh, they're still doing
and
the
yeah,
divorce.
California allows that bifurcation.
Yeah. I've seen that.
We don't do that in Georgia. They make you want to get divorced, you better figure out everything or you're not getting out of my courtroom.
Yeah, I think that's actually better because then there's an incentive to actually settle. Because if you get the divorce part, then that's the part that a lot of people want, you know.
Right, they could go marry somebody else while they're still fighting about custody with each other.
Look how long the case has dragged on. I mean, it's been a couple of years at least since the incident on the plane.
So why didn't Lamar Odom or the Kardashians do that? Remember, not Kanye. Remember, Kanye was going to father Chris Humphrey's child. I mean, Chris Humphrey and Kardashian were married, and she was pregnant by Kanye, and if she didn't get that divorce in time.
Yeah, we talked about that divorce in that celebrity divorce episode.
Celebrity divorce episode, exactly.
It was like a 72-day marriage and a 2-year divorce.
You know what's interesting about this? You guys are talking about it, and you led into it, Susan and Rebecca. I mean, the public wants to know about celebrity divorce. I don't think so much because they're curious and it's just a morbid curiosity, but it's because everyone in the public knows someone who got divorced if it wasn't them. And so I went through it. I want to know what it's like when they go through it. Or I feel better that even Angelina Jolie has to face a judge. Makes me feel better. You know, we all want to see our lives through the prism of people we respect. So I think that's why we all get asked to comment so much on TV about family law, because it affects so many people. Everyone can relate.
Yeah, no, I think that's probably true. But it also is sort of an element of watching a train wreck. You know, I mean, one of the things that you've been involved with are the Real Housewives. I know at one point there was a pilot going for Real Housewives of Naples, and because Naples, Florida is also, you know, a very affluent community. And I know some people that were involved with that. I represented some of those women myself, actually. And, you know, I wonder sometimes, especially if you know, on a reality television show, their reputation is for drama. It's kind of like the opposite of what you were just saying about celebrities who don't want the drama for their personal life. They want to just be known for their work. In a reality series, they're known for the drama. Do you think that sometimes maybe they create a little more just to help that?
I think the incentive is there. If you think about it, if the idea behind the Real Housewives of wherever or whatever the show is to take average, normal, everyday people and put them in a crucible and put some pressure on and add some alcohol and put them on a plane for 14 hours. I mean, they're looking for drama, and whichever one of those stars is in front of the camera more, they get asked to be on the show again the next year. And whichever one of those stars is boring and polite and nice, they don't get asked to be on. And that's sort of, you know, maybe not the way we'd want it if we wrote it up ourselves, but the truth is we watch drama, and, you know, divorce is drama and arguing is drama and cursing is drama. And so I think that there might be a false motivation to think about. Although I'll tell you, I've not represented anybody, and I wouldn't, and I don't think either of you would, who says, I don't really want a divorce, but I want to do this just for TV or just to get attention. And that's not what we do. It's not where we want to be. In fact, first time I was on, they had to come back 3 times because I really limited what they could do. I said, you can't come into my office. You can't see what they're saying. And we had some long sit downs and went over what I would be, you know, what I'd allow them to see. But it turned out interesting and enjoyable, and thank goodness I didn't get dragged into the drama. They assured me that I was just, you know, telling them my thoughts, and that was all. So I don't know how many more I would do or if I would do it again, but it was, again, peering inside of that little, you know, crucible and seeing how they act. I respect the people, especially the women on The Real Housewives that I've represented, and some of the men that, you know, endure it, and they parlay that into success, whether it's a jewelry line or a bar or a restaurant. You know, everyone thinks it's easy. But you know, Rebecca, you know, you've seen them and Susan. I mean, they work hard. If they make it, it's not luck.
Yeah.
It's hard work.
Well, and there's a lot at stake, you know. So, but I'm glad to hear your conference room wasn't turned into one of those table flipping episodes of The Real Housewives. That's what I always think of was when they're in the restaurant and the tables go flying, the drinks and everything. But the other thing with high net worth celebrity or just high net worth cases is one of the really interesting facts, I think, from an attorney's perspective and maybe from the public's perspective, is that they have so much stuff. You know, they have so many things. And as attorneys, we know one of the first steps in a divorce is that you have to quantify all of that stuff. You have to find out exactly what it is the parties need to be dividing amongst themselves. You know, we recently had Nevin Sanley on our show. He's a leading forensic financial expert, and we were talking about, you know, all the methods for valuing assets and how to uncover hidden assets. And you really can't start that dividing up until there's that quantifying's been done. But I know that can often be in these high net worth cases the longest part of the case. You know, doing all that quantifying, going out and getting all of those evaluations done. I'm wondering if with all of your high net worth case clients, do you have any examples of a case or two where that quantifying took an exceptionally long period of time?
Sure. Look, we have people that have, you know, ventures overseas or the Cayman Islands or in, you know, Europe. And, you know, we all were younger lawyers. Once you guys still look young, I don't. But, you know, you remember when we started practicing and you had that first big case and the other side had a forensic accountant, an investigative accountant. We thought, what's that? Aren't we just supposed to figure it out by looking at the tax returns? Well, you're right. Nowadays, every case that comes in, immediately we think we need a forensic accountant, somebody that is versed in discovering where the assets are hidden, where there's smoke, is there fire? But yeah, we've had some that have taken a long time, but that's the hard part for the clients. The wealthy clients or the clients that can afford this kind of litigation is to say, you need to be put on hold and your life is going to be on hold. You can't get divorced yet because we need to figure out what there is to divide. And you're right. In any big case, the fight is not so much often about how to divide it, but what there is to divide. In almost every state, the presumption is going to be 50-50. I don't care if you're community property, equitable division. Yeah. We're all going to start
definitely
with
true.
why shouldn't it be 50-50?
Why isn't that fair?
True.
But 50-50 of what? That's a bigger fight. You know, and that's you're right, Susan. Once we figure out what there is, the rest is usually a quicker path.
Coming up, more from Rebecca and Susan on Secrets from a Real Housewives Divorce Attorney, Celebrity Divorce Attorney Randy Kessler.
Do you find that with most of your celebrities, they actually have prenups in place?
You know, we see it all. I saw somebody last week who said, "Can you help me with a prenup? When are you getting married?" 3 days, right on the
weekend. Tomorrow.
Rebecca just got that one the other day.
2 weeks ago.
We're going to take a quick break now to tell you about our new sponsor. We're really excited to be pairing with BetterHelp Online Counseling.
Is there something that's interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? BetterHelp Online Counseling is there for you.
You know, much like Breaking Free Mediation lets you work with your mediator online, BetterHelp Online Counseling also allows you to connect with a professional counselor in a safe and private online environment. It's really convenient.
You can connect via phone or video, chat, text, in any areas like depression, stress, anxiety, trauma, anger, grief. Anything you share is confidential, and you can start communicating in under 24 hours.
And best of all, it's truly an affordable option. Our listeners get a 10% discount off their first month with discount code BREAKINGFREE.
So why not get started today? Just go to BetterHelp.com/BREAKINGFREE.
That's BetterHelp.com/BREAKINGFREE.
Take a listen to our archive, where you can hear Rebecca and Susan discuss more topics on divorce in depth, including Dirty John, narcissism and control over money in romantic relationships, with divorce financial expert Lily Vasilev.
I love the title Dirty John. I have to admit, I wasn't familiar with Dirty John until Susan actually mentioned to me that you've been doing some work around this. And so I went back and I listened to the podcast, and then I became like obsessed with this story. I went and I listened to, I watched all the interviews on YouTube and, you know, did the whole thing. So it's a really, really fascinating thing.
And now we return to today's show.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because a lot of times, often that what we call the non-moneyed spouse, or the one who wasn't as savvy as the other one, will come to me and say, you know, the other person wants to just settle right away in the beginning. Of course, that's what they want to do because they want to be able to dictate what the settlement's going to be. And I always say to them, when you go to sign that agreement, you're going to be looking at me and asking me, is this fair? And I'm going to be not going to be able to give you an answer unless we've done the valuations. So otherwise it's just stick your finger up in the wind. I have no idea.
You know, it's funny. I pass road signs when it says lane closure. Every time I see the word closure, I think of this thought. I think when we sign a settlement agreement, we should tell the clients, now there's something you're getting by signing off on this today that's really valuable to you. You're signing this because you're getting closure. But 3 years from now, closure might not feel so important. You'd wish you'd found out that there was an extra $100,000 or $500,000 here or there. And it's hard for people that want out. They might have somebody else they want to be with to say, well, maybe I should stay in it because there's that intangible thing they're getting. They're getting closure. You know, it doesn't mean anything to us. It means something to them.
There's a price for freedom. It's different for every person.
Yep.
So I wanted to ask you about child support and alimony in these high net worth cases. In Florida, where I had practiced, there is actually kind of a limit to child support. They put it in a trust, exactly, which was a case based on an Orlando Magic player, actually.
I represented a Miami Heat player, and I went down to Miami, and we tried it, and we learned all about it. And I don't know how I feel. It depends which side you're on, right?
But in California, there's actually no limit. There, you can pay, you know, whatever it is. And they actually will even do a lifestyle analysis on child support in California.
Believe me, I have an NBA guy who's got a child in another state and a child in California for the exact same child. The difference in child support is over $10,000. I mean, I get it. And it just, so the question is, where do you bring the case? And if you have the option to move your family to another state before the case happens, or if there are people residing in each state, that's why you should talk to lawyers. It's funny. I was talking to Susan just before we came on and, you know, I do some presentations for the NBA Players Association and the NFL Players Association. And, you know, those players, they have residences in different states and they play and they work in different states. Which state is often a big question. Which state do you litigate in? And And our best advice, I'm sure it's the same with you, is if you have connections to different states, find lawyers in each state that will tell you what the results might be in your state, because sometimes where it is matters. Sometimes you can't choose. Sometimes everybody's in California and that's it. But
well, yeah, because the Uniform Custody Jurisdiction Enforcement Act, what we call the UCCJEA, well, it makes you, you know, the child has to live for at least 6 months in a place in order
custody,
to.
Right. But for support, yeah, sometimes. Yeah, you're right. But on support, sometimes there's a way to get it in another state. There's a bunch of exceptions. But yeah, the point is the ounce of prevention, right? We all agree with, you know, figure out where, because that money is not tax deductible. There's no statute of limitations. You know, I mean,
it's a vested property, right?
Yeah, we all get calls, you know, 3 years, 30 years later. Hey, I have this arrearage. Really?
Well, there is actually a statute of limitations on the arrearages in Florida now, by the way.
Oh, good. That's good to know. How long is that?
It's 24 months.
Really?
Oh, wow. That's pretty limited.
After they reach the age of majority.
Oh, interesting. Good.
Well, because there was
looking over the shoulders forever. Okay.
Well, in California, there was just a case that came out. A woman, I think her daughter is 50 years old, and the ex-husband just moved back to the United States and got hit with $150,000 of unpaid child support for a 50-year-old child. But it's in California, vested property right, it's not going away.
Yeah, the hardest part is calculating the interest on that stuff.
Yeah, I think they settled at $150,000.
Yeah. So. Happy after 10 years of getting nothing or 20 years. We just got one, you know, the pension for these players sometimes is 15 years later. But, you know, if it's due, it's due.
Yeah, well, you're talking, I think it's interesting because what you're talking about there with, you know, thinking about what state to have as your domicile, where child support's going to be calculated. I know that's one of the things that you counsel, you know, athletes on and some of your high net worth clients. And really, the gold star for planning ahead would be a prenup. And I would imagine that, prenup or prenuptial agreements would be something that you run into fairly often or advising your clients when you are advising these NFL and NBA players. So do you find that with most of your celebrities, they actually have prenups in place?
You know, we see it all. I saw somebody last week who said, can you help me with a prenup? When are you getting married? 3 days, right on
tomorrow.
The weekend.
Yeah, Rebecca just got that one the other day.
2 weeks ago. Yeah.
You know, and also, it takes two, right? Sometimes, as much as these people, you know, they surround themselves with protectors. And a lot of times their protectors, their friends, their family come to me and say, make him sign a prenup because she's just a gold digger and she just wants the money. And when I get him alone, he says, I don't want a prenup. I don't want to scare her off. I love her and I don't care what my family says. And so that's the hard part, is really finding out what does the client want. We all have those issues, but with players especially, they're always surrounded by a posse of people doing, you know, the right thing, trying to protect them from the outside world. But sometimes family law, we all know, is so different that it doesn't really matter what the protectors say. You got to find out what does the client actually want. And sometimes you got to give tough advice, like, I'm going to write you a hard letter and I'm going to ask you to sign off that you told me you did not want a prenuptial agreement so that when you come back for a divorce in 5 years, you don't blame me for not pushing you to sign this. And they say, fine, I'll sign it. But, you know, and then as soon as we see that, the next guy that comes in says, I'm not marrying her without a prenup. So we see it all. But yes, it absolutely is good advice. And of course, postnups are valid. I think everywhere except Ohio is the latest that I've heard. But
I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a contract. That's what I tell people. I mean, you know, it's just a little bit more complicated because you have to deal with whatever marital assets may have already been accumulated. The one thing I do want to mention, and we've mentioned it, Susan and I did an episode about what called We Want Prenup, and that is that in prenuptial agreements, you can't predetermine anything with regard to children, because the court has the final authority on what's in the best interest of the child, and you really can't predetermine child support either. But anything else, I always say, the courts don't care what you do for yourself. You can do whatever you want.
And the flip side, look, be careful what you wish for. There's sometimes where, you know, a rich family tells their child, you're getting a prenup. And the child, to appease the family, gets a prenup. But sometimes that prenup is actually worse than if there was no prenup. I want to tell my dad that I got a prenup. So I got a prenup. Giving her millions And I can say, Dad, don't worry, I got a prenup. Well, you might have been better off without a prenup. You know, think about stuff. You know, people.
That's definitely true.
You've all seen that.
So you have a book, Divorce, Protect Yourself, Your Kids, and Your Future.
I do.
Can you give our listeners a few quick tips on things they might do if they are thinking about divorce in their future?
Yeah, so the book real quickly, I started it 30 years ago. I spent about 5 years, and it was an overview of family law, sort of before there were blogs. And I was trying to think of everything that we all get asked during the first meeting that we just say it over and over. You should stay in the house if you can.
Yes.
A couple words.
It's the first one that comes to mind.
Check the accounts. Make sure that he or she's not withdrawing the money. So I just put all that down, but I put it away. And then a lady I represented who'd been on the Today Show and written a lot of books convinced me to get it going again. So it's generally just an overview. It's divorceprotect.com. You can get it on Amazon. I think it's $9. But it's generally, if you're thinking about a divorce, you know, what would a lawyer tell me? And then, of course, it's just the basics. So you got to talk to a lawyer anyway. But those are the kind of things I would say. You know, shop around. Find a lawyer that only does family law. There are some really smart lawyers that can do personal injury cases and corporate cases and family law. But by and large, I find that the better lawyers in family law are the ones that do it morning, noon, and night because they see these nuances. They know about the you know, trust in Florida, and other lawyers may not know about that if they don't do family law morning, noon, and night. So try to find a lawyer that does that and maybe meet with two or three and find someone that you get along with, right? Someone that listens to you. And you know, we all know the balance with that initial consultation. We've got to listen to the client, hear what they're saying. We've also got to fill them in with information. It doesn't help them if we just listen for the whole hour. So you want a lawyer that you feel you can talk to and learn from. But there are 100 things that, you know, I could tell you about. What do you do before you get a divorce? Be nice. You want custody of your child? You want time with your child? Be nice. Make sure the judge knows you're nice. You might be rightfully angry and righteously angry and have every reason to be pissed off at him or her. But if you're angry in front of the judge is going to look at her and say, you're the stable, mature one. Tell me what you suggest. So my best advice in a custody dispute is be nice. And the other parent is always going to be the parent, no matter how they treated you.
That's so true. You know, Randy, you mentioned actually when we were talking just before starting the taping that you are a fan of FAIR, the co-parenting app. You're mentioning high conflict or difficult co-parenting. And we had Michael Daniels, the creator of FAIR, on the show not long ago. Yeah, right. And the app, I mean, it's just been we've just heard such wonderful feedback from our listeners and from users. Why are you a fan of FAIR?
So it's FAIR. And I think, look, you know, there have been other apps out there, and the whole concept is an amazing concept. It's an amazing field that nowadays we can use computers and phones to figure out calendaring. But it seems like FAIR has taken it to the next level and figured out the way to solve some of the problems with the earlier versions and products. And it comes from an authentic place because Michael, you know, went through that himself, apparently, and said, from there, I'm going to create something that really works. And, you know, just like with lawyers, if you don't love it, there are others out there. But, you know, it seems like that's the leading one right now. And the bottom line is don't rely on the telephone or your memory. You know, document, because when you come to hire me, Susan, or Rebecca, and you say he hasn't followed the plan or she hasn't given me the time that I'm supposed to get, and I say, well, how are you going to prove that? Well, can't I just tell the judge? Well, you can, but wouldn't you rather have it documented? Wouldn't you have geotagging and to show that you were at the pickup place and he or she wasn't? It just makes so much sense. At least go to FAIR.com and see what it looks like.
So we only have a couple more minutes, but I want to make sure that we get some time in to talk about your latest venture. We were just talking about how much fun we're having doing the podcast, and you also created something that is more fun for you, StarSona. So tell our listeners about StarSona.
Okay, so StarSona was born out of exactly what we're talking about. I represent a lot of celebrities, and Atlanta just has its fair share of hip-hop and artists and entertainers and the film industry. And I'd go to court with them, and they'd stop and say, I got to say hi to this band. They're asking me to sign an autograph or do a video for their kid. And then snap forward, I have a sister-in-law who is she was the CMO of LegalZoom, and she got me involved in talking about maybe a divorce app and, you know, how to do divorce online. And I started meeting her people, and they're all in Silicon Valley. And I said, you know what, guys, I have this idea. I call it the Happy Birthday app. You know, instead of someone calling me or Rebecca to find a star to do a video for their kid, shouldn't there be an app for that? Shouldn't you be able to go online? And now StarSona.com does that. You can go online, you find your favorite star, athlete, celebrity, whatever they are, and you say, will you please do an encouragement for my kid, or a happy birthday, or a congratulations on the anniversary, and you get Dominic Wilkins or Vander Holyfield or, you know, some Greg Leake to do a shout out like that. The stars give the money to charity, or, you know, if they don't want to, they don't have to, but most of them you'll see on the app are contributing to charity for it. And, they'll do it. They got a week to do it. They'll say, whatever you want them to say. And if they don't like what you ask them to say, then they're going to decline it. So be careful and don't be obnoxious or obscene. But it's just something that should be out there for the average person that doesn't know celebrities like we do, but still is affected by them, or loves the University of Alabama, or loves the Real Housewives, or loves, you know, Star Trek, and they want to get Lieutenant Uhuru from the original Star Trek to, you know, give a shout out to their young kid who's really into science fiction. It's just a cool idea, and I'm so happy. And it's much more fun to talk about than family law, but it's been a fun process. And check out StarSona.com and let me know what you think.
I love that. That really does sound like a lot of fun. I have to remember it when my husband's birthday's coming up. I'm going to go check it out. You said StarSona.com?
StarSona.com. It's also in Google Play, and it's in the App Store, and StarSona.com, so that we're worldwide. If you're in China and you decide you want to request a video, it works in China. It works in India. It works wherever the internet is.
Wonderful. And for our listeners, Randy, how can they get in touch with you?
So they can go to ksfamilylaw.com. They can find me. Divorce Protect is probably the best way. My information is there at divorceprotect.com, the information related to the book and to our firm. But I'm happy to answer questions. I'm happy to respond to emails. Like you all, we charge for an initial consultation. We can't spend all day giving free advice, but I'm happy to point people in the right direction. If you just don't know an athlete-related lawyer, you've got a case with an athlete or celebrity in California, call me and I'll find you somebody. I don't take a referral fee for that, but you know, we're all helping. This whole blog that you guys do is wonderful. You're helping people. You're making people understand more about family law, and you know, every little bit of information moves people along. And I think knowledge is power. So call me. Our phone number is 404-688-8810 if someone needs to call. But we're online. Google me, Randy Kessler. And thank you guys for letting me be on with you guys. This is a flattering and great opportunity.
Thanks so much for being on our show, Randy. And hopefully everybody will take a tip from you and you know, try to settle their cases, you know, through something like Breaking Free Mediation, which we have online as well as in person in certain locations, and try to keep the drama out of their cases, right?
Unlike the Real Housewives, maybe.
Yes. Thank you.
Thanks, Randy.
Thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for joining us today on Breaking Free, a Modern Divorce podcast. I'm Rebecca Zung.
And I'm Susan Guthrie. Breaking Free Mediation is proud to be the very first family law mediation centers in the country to offer a mindfulness track. Breaking Free Mediation, helping you resolve your family law matter peacefully. Learn more at www.breakingfreemediation.com.
Also, make sure to download your free calming meditation from renowned meditation and energy expert, Scott Picard, at www.breakingfreefromdivorce.com/free-meditation.
Check back next Monday for our next edition of our powerful, inspirational, and educational podcast. And if you enjoyed today's podcast, please remember to give us a 5-star rating and let us know what you liked in a review on iTunes.
And remember, you're just one step away from your new life.